An update now on a story we followed last month here on The Takeaway. In late December, armed police in Egypt stormed the offices of several human rights pro-democracy NGOs across the country. One of those offices included an organization called the International Republican Institute. Egypt's military-led government has been investigating foreign-funded groups like the IRI. These nonprofit groups promote democracy worldwide. Now comes word of an escalation of that investigation. Last week, Egyptian authorities blocked the group's Cairo chief from leaving the country. The group's Cairo chief happens to be the son of the United States Transportation Secretary and former Congressman Ray LaHood. Joining us now is Lauren Craner, president of the International Republican Institute. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
And I should point out that last month it was the International Democratic Institute, your sister organization, that was raided by authorities, correct? Were you raided as well?
We were raided as well, and a third U.S. organization, which is actually New York-based, called Freedom House, received the same treatment. And at the moment, we are told that folks that we have on the ground, all three organizations, have people on the ground who are not allowed to leave Egypt. So the one we know of is Sam LaHood, because he went out to the airport and tried to leave. But subsequently, we learned that there are officials from all three organizations who are confined to Egypt.
Was Sam LaHood otherwise detained by authorities or just told he can't leave?
No, he was taken away from the immigration counter and told that he could not leave. He does still have his passport. But he and many others from all three organizations would like to be coming home. They have future assignments. And then some of them we would like to have stay. But under these kind of worsening, as you put it, escalating conditions, that gets more and more difficult.
The new government, the interim government, still led by the military in Egypt, has said it wants to investigate the funding of foreign organizations like yours, that they don't really suspect you of being spies or anything like that. Of course, people like you, I think, view it as intimidation. What is this escalation? What is the latest between the government and organizations like yours?
Well, as you noted, they raided the offices, sending armed officers over to haul away computers, some cash that we had, and a lot of documents. Subsequently, they began calling our employees in for four-hour interrogation sessions with judges, and now they have topped it off by saying that a number of these people are not allowed to leave the country. I will tell you, as a Republican, I think the administration has done a great job of being in touch with the Egyptians and saying this is not a very good move. But unfortunately, so far, there's been no response.
One would think that Egyptian authorities knew when they detained Sam LaHood that they were barring the son of a extremely powerful American politician, cabinet member of the President of the United States. Do you see this as deliberate to get somebody's attention or to challenge U.S. authority to operate in other countries?
Obviously it was deliberate. They already had the attention of our president and our Secretary of State and others. But I obviously they're trying to send a message. We're not quite sure what it is, by saying that people who work for these NGOs that work in dozens of countries around the world without this kind of treatment are going to be treated differently in what has up till now been a good American ally.
Lauren Craner, president of IRI, the International Republican Institute, one of three American organizations, including its sister organization, the International Democratic Institute, who have been raided by Egyptian authorities and who have recently had officials, including Sam LaHood, son of the U.S. Transportation Secretary, detained in Egypt, or at least not allowed to leave. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.